How to be built up by being broken. To those who believe, Christ is the sure foundation. They fall on the rock and are broken. To fall on the rock and be broken is to give up our self-righteousness, to go to Christ with the humility of a child, repenting of our transgressions, and believing in His forgiving love. So also by faith and obedience we build on Christ as our foundation. Upon this living stone, Jews and Gentiles alike may build. It is broad enough for all, and strong enough to sustain the weight and burden of the whole world. By connection with Christ, all who build on this foundation become living stones. See. To them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, Christ is a rock of offense. Like the rejected stone, Christ had borne neglect and abuse. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But by the resurrection from the dead he would be declared the Son of God with power. At his second coming he would be revealed as Lord of heaven and earth. Before the universe the rejected stone would become the head of the corner. And on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. The people who rejected Christ were soon to see their city and nation destroyed, their glory scattered as the dust before the wind. And what was it that destroyed the Jews? The rock which, had they built on it, would have been their security. It was the goodness of God despised, mercy slighted. Men set themselves in opposition to God, and all that would have been their salvation was turned to their destruction. In the Jews' crucifixion of Christ was involved the destruction of Jerusalem. The blood shed on Calvary was the weight that sank them to ruin. So in the great final day, when judgment shall fall on the rejecters of God's grace, Christ, their rock of offense, will then appear as an avenging mountain. The glory of his countenance, which to the righteous is life, will be to the wicked a consuming fire. Because of love rejected, grace despised, the sinner will be destroyed. The desecrated temple, the disobedient son, the false husbandman, the contemptuous builders have their counterpart in the experience of every sinner. Unless he repents, the doom which they foreshadowed will be his.